WildTalkRadio.com. Welcome, everyone, to Monday Night Raw.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
So, what do you guys want to talk about?
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
It's just a man. What the Rock is cooking.
And Lindsay Ward.
Rest in peace.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so.
And if you're not down with that, we got two words for ya.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
This is Monday Night Raw!
This is my brutality!
In your dreams, I need sleep, bleed.
Look in my eyes, look in the night, lies, lies.
Look in my eyes, it's you and I.
It's Monday night. You know what that means. It's time for another edition of Raw Post Show, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And we're at the road to Bash at Berlin. We're getting there. We're getting closer. There was a lot of beatings, batterings, and bruises for sure on tonight's episode of Monday Night Raw. Chat, if you have that Amazon Prime link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Job. By clicking the purple rectangular button below the screen, you use credit to Rock, Sock, or Lids, and order the Fortnite app, item shop, or Epic Game Store. When you buy your brand new Battle Pass this Friday in Fortnite Battle Royale, the ultimate Battle Royale experience, a.k.a. the Marvel Takeover 2.0. I'm the producer, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Oh, there were things that happened tonight.
There were.
There was an own like nothing else, and it opened the show, and I was so proud.
We'll get to what opened the show here in a little while. A couple follow-up things that took place on this show. We had a women's number one contenders match, Io Sky and Kairi Sane taking on Shayna and Zoe. Io and Kairi became the new number one. Thought they were going to become number one contenders, but Alba Fire and Isla Dawn interfered, setting up a triple threat match next week on Monday Night Raw. What we did learn, though, and it's what I feared last week, because remember when we were doing the post show, I said, take note, someone was not in the graphic for this week on Raw. That was Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
That was announced. Mm-hmm. She tore her MCL.
Ooh, that's painful.
Brent, you got to be nicer to your girl. Like, damn.
That's about 3 months. So we'll officially blame Brent on Thursday. But yeah, I once they put up the thing, her picture on the graphic, was like, she's got to be really hurt, and she was, which sucks for her, because she was just getting back on a roll with the group, and then they were just about to do something, and she just came back a few months ago, and it's like, ooh, knee injuries are gonna. There's only so many times you can patch those knees up,
which you hate for her. You really, really, really hate for her. And I kind of hope they find her maybe something transitional that she can do, that maybe she's not sustaining as much damage on her body, but I don't know.
But it's very, very unfortunate what happened. Other catch-ups, Miz was very upset. R-Truth was cheering up. I got you an Intercontinental Championship match against Braun. Braun Breaker. And then he's like, oh, Bronson Reed. Randy Orton was like, fired Miz up, gave him pep talk, and yeah, it was all good. Then Miz got his ass kicked by Bronson Reed. And then he hit the tsunami, got the win, went for another one. Truth took one for the team, and then took about three or four more others for the team. So R-Truth is probably going to be out of action for a little while, thanks to Bronson Reed's attack.
Yeah, I mean, he's going off.
Which is what you want.
Which is absolutely what you want.
Because they said Seth Rollins is going to be out for a few weeks just to sell the injuries. Everyone's like, oh, yeah, he's chronically injured. Or is it chronic injury? It's like, he's a wrestler. Of course he does. He's banged up. But he's being off TV is probably just more to sell the angle and rest rather than, oh, yeah, he definitely is hurt. It's just to sell the angle.
I think he's fine.
Yeah. We had an interview from earlier in the day with Pete Dunne talking about his issues with Sheamus. Said Sheamus never took him under his wing and said Sheamus was under his wing. He accused Sheamus of holding him down. That's why he got a terrible nickname and a front row seat to the Sheamus show. He questioned the idea Sheamus cared about the Brawling Brutes and then asked where Ridge Holland was if that was actually true. Pete Dunne never wanted to hear the name Butch again. He said he had swallowed his pride for 2 years and let Sheamus, his little brother, him around. He's a bruiserweight and an 18-year veteran. He will shut Sheamus up so he never has to hear the Butch name again.
I mean, to be fair, Sheamus didn't have any control over that, but okay.
But in story, he was the one who gave it to him.
But in real life, Sheamus had no control over
that. But that doesn't matter. It's all about in-game, in-story. Sheamus.
In-story.
In-story. Sheamus was interviewed later on the show. He doesn't understand why Pete Dunne has such a beef with him. Well, he explained it. Sheamus said Dunne is trying to make himself off of his name. Ludwig showed up and said Sheamus put Sheamus through a real banger last week. Says far from over. Pete Dunne showed up. Attacked Sheamus from behind with the shillelagh. Got him one more shot in the hand, it looked like, as well. So, yeah, we're building. We're building some more stuff going on between them.
We are building.
Which is good.
Not sure how I feel about it. I want them to be friends, but I understand why they can't be.
Not everyone can be friends.
I know this, but it would be nice if they could be.
Bo Dallas had a video. He said everything comes full circle. He said even everything happens for a reason. A lot of emotions. Everything happened last week in Baltimore. It's where it all started. Got some video of Bray in there. He said you were there and something big is happening, but the work is not done. The work is not done. And my life is for you as the door shall be opened again.
Solid,
like, okay, we pulled back this week. Last week was a big week. This was a setup week. Which is good.
Yeah, because Chad Gable got beat down so bad last week, he went to France.
He did. He went to France. He did some scouting in France. But he has unfinished business with them Wyatt Six.
So we'll see how that goes. But Bo is the sixth member of the Wyatt Six be coming?
Maybe. Julius and Brutus took on Akira Tozawa and Otis in a Texas Tornado match. Hell of a match. Julius and Brutus got the win. But the big story was Ivy Nile, who warned Maxine from going out there, attacked her from behind, and left her laying. So the friendship between Ivy and Maxine Dupri is no more. She did warn her, though. She did. So.
She did warn her.
We had Xavier Woods talking with Kofi and Odyssey Jones backstage. Kofi wanted to talk to Woods, Woods wanted to talk to Kofi, who excited them they could return the favor by, you know, being in Odyssey Jones' corner tonight. Woods kind of had a happy face, but he was kind of like, okay, I guess. He's being a team player. Quickly defeated Vincent Whiney. Final Testament showed up. Cross said, first glance seems like Kingston was using Jones to replace Big E, but the truth is they're trying to replace Woods. Woods saw Cross that his attempts to drive a wedge between him won't work. Woods then proposed a 6-man tag team match, or Kofi did rather, so that no member of the Final Testament can interfere. Cross accepted the 6-man tag team match for next week.
Let's go. Now, could heel Xavier be coming? We don't know, but they're inching ever closer to it.
I don't think we get it, but we'll see.
I will say this. I don't think you can recapture the magic of the New Day with Odyssey Jones. So if this is the end of it, this is the end of it. Like, because I think it's fairly obvious that E is not coming back wrestling capacity. He's done.
He's a pre- and post-game analyst for WWE.
Now, several years down the line, could he? Possibly. But at this stage, he's done. His career is over. So you have Kofi and Xavier, and you can really only have them do so much together before you have to take them apart and like have them go their own separate ways and go back to being solo stars. And then what is their identity outside of each other and outside of the New Day? Because obviously Xavier and Kofi they have owned that New Day gimmick for years and done everything they can completely do to it with it.
Yeah.
So I'm very curious to see what post New Day Xavier and Kofi look like.
We shall see. Adam Pearce was talking to Drew McIntyre in his office. Told him Punk was in the building due to travel issues. McIntyre took issue with SmackDown guy getting a world title shot. McIntyre said, where's a Viper waiting a strike? But he said he wouldn't let it happen on his turf. McIntyre said he was going to take care of it. Pierce said the last person who said something like that was Bronson Reed. McIntyre said he'd be on his best behavior and said, you know, Scout's honor.
Should all know not to trust Drew.
Randall came out. Said 20 years ago this month, he won the World Heavyweight Championship for the first time, became the youngest World Heavyweight Champion in history. Warren said history repeated itself at Bash in Berlin when he becomes a 15-time World Champion. Brought out the World Champion, Gunther. Warren said he would beat Gunther for a title, and Raw would be his new home. Gunther said Warren should be the greatest of all time, but Warren took his ultimate potential and wasted it. Gunther said it's a new era, and Warren won't play a part in his era. Warren's like, yeah, I made some mistakes, but I owned up to my mistakes and I changed course. Warren said he's the most unpredictable, violent, controversial, yet successful star in history of the game. Warren said Gunther can have his opinion, but he's done it his way. The American way, and always will. Talked about his kids, his hot-ass smoke show wife, and said he's done pretty damn good well for himself. Gunther said he would give Warren the beating of his life in Berlin. Gunther said Warren would never be World Heavyweight Champion again. He said when it really matters, Warren always screws up. It comes natural to Warren because his grandfather was a screw-up, his father was a screw-up, and Warren is the biggest screw-up of them all. So far, so good. Don't you think?
I thought it was very good. Like I said, I needed to see where this was going to go. I'm not against it because the match will be very good, but I just needed to see the chemistry between the two and how they work together. And I like this. I like this a lot. I thought this was very well done. Very good. Gunther is carrying himself very well, as we all expected him to. Like, there was no question he was going to.
Yeah.
But like, he's carrying himself very well as a champion. He looked really good in there next to Orton. It felt very natural. He fit very well. Because sometimes they put a title on somebody and it's like you put them in the ring with somebody like Randy Orton, who is a very prestigious individual within the world of WWE. He will be a first ballot Hall of Famer the second he retires. So like just his accolades alone, you put somebody next to those and you look at that and you're like, this. But with Gunther, it's like, yes, no, this feels right. This feels correct. These two should be fighting. Great promo. And then, well, the Legend Killer. The Legend Killer decided to make himself felt.
Drew McIntyre came out. He was ready to talk. We had Punk chant. Gunther was ready to leave, but he got an RKO instead. Punk, who got to the building, attacked McIntyre. McIntyre took off his belt. He tried to hit Punk with it. Punk avoided it. Punk got the belt. Started to whoop Drew McIntyre's ass. And he whooped him so literally hard. He really did. And he beat his ass with a strap and then was talking backstage. And he's a pretty good idea, you know, about what's going on. And, you know, it's not about the bracelet itself, but it's about the names on the bracelet. And, well, he's ready to stand up for all that. And he's a pretty good damn good idea of how to handle it and make sure Drew McIntyre doesn't run away from this next fight. So I sent you something. Describe what you saw.
The aftermath of Punk's assault on Drew McIntyre, and his back is messed up. It's got welts on it. It's got cuts on it. Like, Punk went to town on Drew. And then as the small FU, Drew has his hand behind his back with Punk's bracelet below the welts. Because, you know, heel Drew McIntyre is the best Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
Just that little, you know, back. But yeah, no, Punk wailed on Drew. It's like, okay, you could stop now. It's fine. We get your point.
Indeed. So Rhea opened the show. She felt every emotion one would feel in this situation. She was embarrassed, heartbroken, but now the main feeling is she's pissed off. Dom stabbed her in the back, but she was going to say something, but he's probably heard before. It just wasn't deep enough. Oh, Rhea.
I was so proud of her for that. Like, yes, go off, queen.
Yeah, it was line of the night, for sure.
Like, we've been waiting for her to sort of comment on the Dom-Liv situation.
Yes.
And they've been doing a really good job of making me hate Liv Morgan, because that's kind of been my problem for this entire feud. Now that she's fully heel, I can say it. I have not enjoyed her very much in this feud. Mm-hmm. And I'm not supposed to. She's not a heel, but it's just the whole, oh, I'm going to steal your man. And well, I stole your man and he's mine now. Kind of like character just grates me the wrong way. Yeah. I hate characters written about that like that because they are so one-dimensional. But she's doing it very well because I'm not supposed to like her. But yeah, like Dom and Liv are going to die.
they will. So she said Liv can't run forever and reminded who Liv and who she is. They showed up on the lower bowl. Morgan said Dida had something to get off his chest. They were booing him. Rhea's like, I enjoy you booing him, but I want to hear what he has to say. Dom said Rhea tried to change him rather than let him be himself. He said it was embarrassing to be bossed around and being a grown man who referred to Ripley as mommy. Dom said he has a woman who calls him daddy and lets him play video games whenever he wants. Dom said Morgan does something that Rhea could never do by helping him beat his deadbeat dad. Rhea said she was going to say something that she probably hasn't heard in a long time. Rhea said she's proud of Dom. She said she is proud of everything that Dom has accomplished over the last couple of years. Watching Dom grow into the man he is today is one of her biggest accomplishments. Rhea said Dom finally did something for himself and won gold. Rhea said Dom wanted to be his father on his own, so there would be no excuse about Dom being better than him. Rhea said she should be proud of Dom for making his own decisions, but it'll be probably the last one he's ever made. Liv said Dom is a man and he is all hers. Morgan said Rhea has no family. Morgan said Rhea's real family is a million miles away and she took her adoptive family of Judgment Day, Dom and the woman's title. Everything that you loved is mine. Rhea said Morgan has taken a lot from her, but not everything. Rhea said Morgan took a lot of her weak links, but the mistake she made was leaving her standing. She'll be coming for Morgan, who will have to kill her to stop her. Rhea said Liv loves the sound of her own voice, made it easy for us to find where she is, where she and Dom are. Morgan's like, what? Damien.
Okay,
go ahead.
I was going to say, before you go through with this, number one, they recreated a meme. Two, I love the Dom trying to act like the tough guy. Like, oh, look at me now. I'm Mr. Man, while Rhea still firmly has his balls in a jar. Mm-hmm. Anyway, continue.
Damien showed up behind the two of them. Dom got attacked by Damien. Priest then was laying it in on him. Carlito made the save, leading to the Damien and Carlito match, with which Damien got the win. JD would attack Damien. Damien would regain his composure. Finn and Dom got involved while Liv was out there. Rhea returned to make the save. Rhea went face to face with the Finn, but Priest got behind him. McDonald ran in, shoved Baylor out of the way, took the kick from Damien, who had a choke slam. Priest stared down Finn. Priest and Rhea hugged. Dom jumped off the top rope toward them, but got caught. She was almost going to get the riptide, but Liv pulled Dom out to safety.
This was all fantastic. I loved everything about this. My only thing was when Damien first showed up and he got hold of Dominic and he's just wailing. And I mean wailing on Dominic. And they cut away from that to show Liv running down the stairs. And I'm like, no, 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 no. You go back. Go back to the other thing. Go back to Dom and Damien. And then about that time, you see Rhea come charging up the steps. And it's like, oh, Liv, oh, you need to run, like, now, because she's coming for you. Mm-hmm. And Rhea got her for, like, a second. And then Liv was able to get away because Carlito made the save. But all of this was fantastic. Like, them cornering Finn was great. Because Rhea's like, oh, hi, how are you? Remember me? Yeah, I'm better now. Let's go. Because here's the thing. There isn't a person in that group that Rhea Ripley can't take in a fight. Not one.
It's very true.
She can take them all. And I will pay good money to watch her beat the crap out of all of them. And I am dead serious about that. I would love to see Rhea Ripley fight every single member of the Judgment Day. If you were within the sound of my voice, WWE, make it happen. But, like, this was all just so utterly fantastic. And what made it better was later in the show, you had Finn, like, cut a promo with all of the Judgment Day behind him. And it's like, oh, please, please, you with your little mysterious ambiance and your angles and your camera stuff, you just got whooped, like, 2 hours ago. You expect me to buy you and take you seriously? Please. Rhea and Damien are going to hunt you down and eat you for breakfast. Come on.
And they will in at Bash in Berlin, as it will be Rhea and Damien taking on Dom and Liv, which I talked about last week, how, like, you got plenty of things to do, and this was one of them. A big mixed tag match at Bash in Berlin. In that promo, Baylor has talked about Priest needs to watch out and said he will show him what the real backstabber Baylor is all about. I don't think Finn's
just gonna answer.
I don't think he's going to look weak.
They have to make Finn look just a little weak because you have to make Damien and Rhea look strong. Like, that's the thing, is you have to make Damien and Rhea look completely capable on their own, which they always were. And the difficulty is actually on Judgment Day to find his own identity without them as Finn, with Finn as the leader. Because Rhea and Damien were really kind of the backbone of Judgment Day. And now that they're gone, it's, well, you have everybody else and they have to figure it out. So you're going to have Judgment Day floundering just a little bit because of that. I think once Finn finds his identity as the leader, and I think once they find their footing, it will be okay. But for the time being, it's okay if Finn looks a little weak, because it's just Damien and Rhea are that capable.
And in the end, he will come out looking very strong.
Yeah. They'll take care of it.
Jey Uso fired up Sami Zayn for his title match and how they're going to go after tag titles as well. It was Sami Zayn, Bron Breakker, best 2 out of 3 falls for the Intercontinental Championship. Hell of a match. Bron Breakker, still Intercontinental Champion.
I could watch this again. Like, one, Jey Uso is like the best hype man ever for anybody. But two, Sami and Bron, this was really good. I enjoyed this.
Yeah, it was really good. Also, should one actual note. Forgot to mention, the Pure Fusion Collective is the name of Shayna, Sonya, and Zoe. It does not roll off the tongue.
Sorry.
It just doesn't roll off the tongue like it should. But
Pure Fusion Collective? So yes. PFC?
PFC.
Yeah, they'll shorten that.
We're coming up with something better, because that's not the best name, but it's what they came up with. Anyway.
They're going to do them, so we're going to let them do them.
Yeah, they're, I guess, apparently had a lot of fun with it, so we'll see what happens. That was wrong.
I mean, it can't be any worse than Submission Sorority.
That's very true.
That's like the worst ever.
PCB was not any better.
Mm-mm.
But that, we'll do it for the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, we're back for the Rack at 10 p.m. Eastern.
That's right. Tune in. We'll have news. We'll have notes. We'll have a discussion. It's the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We are talking the new season of Fortnite Battle Royale Marvel Edition 2.0.
There's a castle and a prison.
We're talking about the trailer, everything that came out on Saturday, the changes they made to the future battle passes. We'll talk all about it this Thursday. Plus all the wrestling news on the Mac, 10 p.m. Eastern. There's no GM battles this week because Fortnite. But we've been playing Fortnite on WTR Game Night this Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Followed by Super Radio Live, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Sunday night, WTR Sunday Night Radio, or Wrestle Talk Radio, should be back live, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Monday night for the Wild Talk Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. At Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/WildTalkRadio. Chat if you have Amazon Prime, link if you have Twitch, Facebook Prime, and support by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. I think if you sub the regular way, still for a new sub, a gift the sub, you get Apple TV for a couple more days, 3 months. And that's still a thing. You also use credit card RockSock or
Lin's M Ward.
When you buy your battle passes, when you buy your Genshin stuff, when you buy you buy everything. Metallica, Dragon Ball Z, the Goku's, Deadpool's, Star Wars.
So many collabs.
There's Star Wars, Deadpool, Wolverine, Metallica, the Goku, all in the shop right now.
So many collabs. Just, it's all collabs.
And more. And X-Men are in there too. We'll talk about what else is coming later. But you can do all the show because we are hashtag
Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of social medias at Lin's Ward, LNSWRD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lin's Ward. You can follow me over on YouTube, youtube.com/@LinsWard. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lin's Ward Zero.
This has been the Raw Potion. Presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday for the wrap. All week long. Long day with on Wild Talk Radio Network.